like an astronaut, I'm out the earth. Yeah. I'm way in the moon. Can't get shit without a broom. My mama can't lose.
I'ma keep her in the fresh car and I'ma put on the fuel. I'ma keep her so froze over. Yeah, I'ma keep her in some jewels. I'ma go ahead and nut in my bitch. I'ma go and get a jewel. She did two times now, I'm on total level rule. They don't wanna see you win, all they want you always to lose.
You be stuck with them, they'll never wish you good luck on him, and they'll never wish bad luck either. And I don't know what the fuck to think either.
Got a firing car like a white beetle, hacking like she like people. Knowing they don't give two fucks, they still here, they leave them. This politician is so fake, they politicking by these cases.
With it on God,
hey, ooh, hey. I know he listen. I told her, roll me up, I'm blooded, I'ma face it.
Hi, this is Sasha and Charlie's Elucidation Station, the final show minus Sasha. He's already gone home because he can't take the heat. Finals is, you know, still rolling.
It's minus 7 outside. It's not hot.
Although, we have a paper to write.
Yeah.
But I came here instead. And apparently I can do my show whenever I want because normally I'm 2, but this is 1. So
don't play by the rules.
Yeah, last show of the fall semester. It's weird to be on semesters. I used to be on quarters, but we're here. We're going to play some Outcast, The Art of Storytelling, Part 1.
It's always good.
Get into it.
Somebody hit me the other day for a rendezvous. Was it the bitch that fucked the good and the dungeon crew? Let's say her name was Susie Screw, cause she screwed a lot. Making a nigga hit that chunk at legitimate spots. Not no parks, back seats, and things of that nature. Had to hate your player. I'm digging a hole down, never said I hate her. Straight later, slayed the bitch like Darth Vader. Made her from Collie Park and Fed, all the way down to Decatur. Like Jada, her whip was sharp and sporty, that was shouty. Save with the snake on eggs and a Beamer 840. It's foggy. I went to the crib to call her, but she lost me. My baby mama beat me, 7 o'clock is gonna cost me. But I still wanna cut her though, maybe she had to work. I called her in the mall, wearing a real tight skirt. She was fine as fuck, I wanted to sex the hoe up. She said, let's hit the parking lot so I can sick your duck. I say, cool, I really wanted to cut you, but this will do. I gotta pick up my daughter, plus my baby mama beat me too. She said she understood and everything was kosher. I gave her a little Will CD and a fucking poster. It's like that now.
It's like that now. You better go and get the hoe up out your bag now. It's about 4-5 cats off in my leg now. We just shoot game in the form of story raps now. It's like that now. It's like that now.
Now Susie Screw had a partner named Sasha Thumper. I remember her number like the summer. When her and Susie, yeah, they threw a slumber party, but you cannot call it that cause it was slumber. Well, it was more like spending the night. 3 in the morning, yawning, dancing under street lights. We chilling like a villain and a nigga feeling right. In the middle of the ghetto, on the curb in the spite. All of the bullshit, we on our back, staring at the stars above. Talking about what we gonna be when we grow up. I said, what you wanna be? She said, alive. It made me think for a minute, then looked in the eyes. I could've died, time went on, I got grown, rhyme got strong, mind got blown. I came back home to find little Sasha was gone. Her mama said she would a nigga that be treating her wrong. I kept on singing my song and hoping at a show that I would one day see her standing in the front row. But 2 weeks later she got found in the back of a school with a needle in her arm, baby, 2 months due. Sasha Thumper.
It's like that now, you better go get the hoe up out your bag now. It's about 4-5 cats off in my leg now. We just shoot in the form of story raps now. It's like that now. It's like that now. It's like that now. You better go get the hoe about your bag now. It's about 4-5 cats off in my leg now. We just shoot game in the form of story raps now. It's like that now. It's like that now.
Thank you.
Just set your body free. real friends. How many of us? How many of us? How many jealous? Real friends. There's not many of us. We smile at each other. But how many honest? Trust issues. Switch up the number. I can't be bothered. I cannot blame you for having an angle. Ain't got no issues, I'm just doing my thing. Hope you doing your thing too. I'm a deadbeat cousin, I hate family reunions. Fuck the church up by drinking at the communion. Spilling free wine, now my tux is ruined. In town for a date, what the fuck we doing? Who your real friends? We all came from the bottom. I'm always blaming you, but what's sad, you not the problem. Damn, I forgot to call him. Shit, I thought it was Thursday. Why you wait a week to call my phone in the first place? When was the last time I remembered a birthday? When was the last time I wasn't in a hurry?
Tell me you want them tickets when it's game time. Even to call your daughter on a FaceTime. Even when we was young, I used to make time. Now we be way too busy just to make time. Even for my
real friends, I guess I get what I deserved on her. Word on the streets that they ain't heard from them. I guess I get what I deserved on her. Talk down on my name, throw dirt on them. Couldn't tell you how old your daughter was. Couldn't tell you how old your son is. I got my own junior on the way, dog. Plus, I already got one kid.
Couldn't tell you much about the fam, dog. I just showed up for the yams, dog.
Maybe 15 minutes, took some pictures with your sister. Merry Christmas, then I'm finished. Then it's back to business. You wanna ask some questions about some real shit. Like I ain't got enough pressure to deal with. Please don't pressure me with that bill shit.
Cause everybody got them that ain't children. Oh, you been nothing but a friend to me.
Niggas thinking I'm crazy, you defending me. It's funny, I ain't spoke to niggas in centuries. To be honest, dog, I ain't feeling your energy.
Money turn your kin into an enemy. Niggas ain't real as they pretend to be. Looking for
real friends.
Real friends.
How many of us? How many of us are real friends? To real friends, to the real end, to the reels,
fall off,
to the wheels don't spin.
Yeah, yeah.
To 3 a.m. calling. How many
real friends?
Just to ask you a question, just to see how you was feeling. How many? For the last, you was frontin'. I hate when a nigga text you like, what's up, fam, ho, you good? You say, I'm good, I'm great. The next text, they ask you for something. How many?
What's best for your family, immediate or extended? Any argument, the media extended.
I had a cousin that stole my laptop that I was fucking bitches on. Pay that nigga $250,000 just to get it from him. Real friends. Yeah. Real friends. I guess I get what I deserved on her. Word on the streets that they ain't heard from him. I guess I get what I deserved on her. Talk down on my name, throw dirt on them.
Started. Remember me and you creeping around late at night, and yeah, you held me down. out when I had nothing. And that's the reason I was for you now that I can. My hand meets your hand, our love isn't plastic. But here's my credit card, not gon' max it. The fact is, it's no stress. Baby, I got this. Treat you like the queen in Buckingham Palace, yeah. Hesitation when you're swiping. I wanna show appreciation, so I buy it. Buy it, go try it. Girl, if you like it. But you still say that you're cool with Nikes. The type that's quite rare, one of a kind. And do anything I can to please my highness, yeah.
Back.
Hello.
So I hope everybody's finals are ending well, and I really hope you're actually home.
Yeah, and not stuck here until the 23rd of December.
Exactly, although it is warmer here than in my home.
Well, I can't relate.
I think it's high time we have a PSA. This one's by Ellen.
Yes.
It's about covering computer cameras.
Yes. No, this PSA will be delivered in a convincing British accent.
Yeah, convincing.
Yes, yeah. Please listen. Why not cover your computer camera? If you have a computer with a webcam and you don't use it, why not cover the camera up with a piece of opaque tape? In addition to government programs, there's plenty of other malware and viruses that can hack the computer's camera to spy on you. So if you don't use it, consider covering it up. A message in the public interest from WMFO in Medford, Tufts Educational Radio.
Sounds so good in a British accent.
Yeah.
Like, you know David Attenborough? Whenever like we were in science class, like, you knew it was more like authoritative if it was in a British accent.
Oh, yeah. I think David Attenborough is probably the closest thing we have to God on this earth.
Yeah. Well, Michael Caine also has a very good accent in terms of, like, it's more, like, low class. You know what I mean? Like, it's
I don't think it's a class thing. I just think David Attenborough is the best of all time.
Yeah, he's very old now. Did he die?
He's bare old, but, like, he's not dead.
Bare old. Oh, wow. Really getting a laugh out of this one. Okay, so... Yikes.
Tee-hee.
I think we're probably going to move it on. The next break, we're going to do our favorite and least favorite things about 2016. I think we probably know our least favorite things about 2016, but maybe we'll surprise you.
Yeah.
This next one is Molasses by Hiatus Coyote from last year. Also, during this hour, I'm going to take the liberty of being selfish and talk about my favorite records of this year, and Ellen can do it too if she wants.
Am I permitted?
Of course.
Thank you.
Yeah. You know me. Talk about my music taste all the time.
Yes,
so we're gonna get right into this next one.
Enjoy.
Molasses.
Yeah. grinding the lungs with the focus. Running with my eyes closed. Finding all men's in the woodwork. Icy cold, cold braille. Mechanical and frail. How do I tessellate to filter the red?
Thank you. tickets. That's us on the show. That's like the dopest shit. That's cool.
Yeah.
It's right over there, man. Right over to the left. All the people.
Brazilian song. This is a piece from the film Black Orpheus called Orpheus Samba. Thank you.
And all the applause is for us, apparently.
Yes.
So, I guess this is the time. This is our last show of the semester and the year.
Ever.
Yeah. Well, Sasha's not here, so yeah. I guess we're going to skip over his worst
and
best
Sasha.
Of the year.
I'm definitely Sasha. Yeah. I do art things.
Bad American accent.
It's very convincing.
So, what was your favorite and least favorite part of the year?
Favorite and least favorite. Let's start with least favorite. The fact that I got to be in England for Brexit, and then in America for the Trump shambles. And both thing is, though, before Brexit, I had this very same feeling. I was like, this is going to be fine. This is going to be fine. I feel optimistic. And then like, no. And it felt the same way this time. I was telling my friends, like, it's going to happen. It's going to happen. They're like, no, it won't. And I come back on the night of the election. My friend's like, yeah, my roommate's written, you're right on the door. Top thing, discovering cheese curry. Hands down.
Bonsai. let's see. My least favorite is the same as yours.
Original.
Sad. Just sad. Yeah. That's all I can say. The next song will be about that. But first, my favorite part of the year. I really enjoyed my summer. I didn't work for the first time in a couple summers, and it was nice.
Just chilling.
To go to some nice places around the country and around the world, and got to see some good music, which is what I like to do. So if we have another break at some time, maybe I'll do my favorite albums of the year. Actually, I'll just do it right now. Quick top stuff. Okay, I liked Untitled Unmastered. I liked T-Lop. I liked The Avalanche's record. I liked all sorts of stuff also, because now I'm forgetting. Oh, Angel Orson's record. I liked... now I can't remember anything. Whole mess of stuff. And I'm forgetting stuff. Oh, I liked Car Seat Headrest's record. Listened to a lot of good jazz that wasn't from this year. Whitney's album, underrated, go buy it now. and that's about all the time we have. You have any favorites? Like two or three.
Benito Generation by Kiriko Benito, which is actually probably one of the reasons why I became friends with Charlie. BPM Ichigo Q, All Songs, Cheeky Parade 2, and Yunamiku ni Ochashite. Because I'm a weeb.
Nice. And I think that pretty much does it for us. We're going to play some tunes and
Jam out
and hope everybody has a nice holidays.
And contemplate the failures of capitalism together.
And a nice New Year's. And contemplate the failure of the United States to elect a literate president.
I think we should all move to Iceland.
I don't agree. Their economic situation is so bad.
They have small horses.
We have small horses here too. Okay, well, anyway. This is Trump's pilot. It's a really sad one. Also, it's from that like project that was put out before the election, so RIP. But also, you know, Tim Heidecker, what up?
Sorry.
I am Donald Trump's private pilot. I fly him everywhere. Taxi him to his outdoor rallies, where he gives all of you a scare. I've set up a fund for my children. You can donate to it online. Blaming them will be over the line. Cause when we take off for Cleveland and clear that tri-state sprawl, I will find a field and I will take her down. Scream.
together, it's you and I. God has made us fall in love, it's true. I've really found someone like you.
Wiping snow up off the windshield. It's still a wonderful night to be alive, baby. And I'm so happy I'm with my baby. And we a little late with the Christmas gifts, rushing for the mall. Don't trip, you know I drive crazy. The streets lit up, it feel like Christmas officially. Told her that you the star at the top of my Christmas tree. My only question is, where my presents? She said, she got a gift for me that ain't for the kids to see. Well, I like the way you think, mommy. Now pour some more eggnog in your drink, mommy. You been a bad girl, get Santa 3 kisses. Gave her the hot chocolate, she said it's delicious.
Christmas in Harlem, yeah. Right up the autumn falls, soaking it all in. Then we gon' hit the mall.
I'm like Bad Santa,
even though we ain't ballin'.
Glad to sit on my back.
Feel like we bought it all. The mistletoe's right here. Come give a kiss to Santa.
Yeah, mom and dad, I won't be home for the holidays. I'm over 800 miles away. In the city that's so pretty, what the hustlers dash through the snow without a sleigh. Tell my family that I'm sorry that I gotta stay. I'm with Ye at the Macy Day Parade, letting the snow fall on my aviator shade. Even though I'm in New York, I'm still reppin' for the A.
Christmas in Harlem, tree. The house lit up nice. With your family, it's where you wanna be. Here on Christmas night, when you wake up and you see the gifts, don't that make you feel good? So since we all snow in Harlem, let's have Christmas in the hood.
All of the flashing lights, yeah, don't they shine so bright?
And that is one of my favorite Christmas songs, perennial favorite. That was Christmas in Harlem by the venerable Kanye West. Run through all the songs we played because I somehow neglected to do that. The famous theme song, Temptation is Hard to Fight by George McGregor and the Bronzettes, served us well for this show. Maybe I'll get a new one for the next show. We'll see. The Art of Storytelling by Outkast. I did say that one. Dean Town, Wolfpack, off their record from this year. Not as good as their other ones, but that's a damn good song.
Ooh.
The next song we played was Trampoline by Cara Cara Benito. Almost a perfect pop song. Pretty close.
They're the best.
Real Friends by Kanye West. Honestly, wanted to play 30 hours and played the wrong song. Got It Good by Kay Tronada featuring Craig David. Nice one. Molasses by Hiatus Coyote. Finally really got into their record this year. Future Soul. Good. Because I'm Me by The Avalanches. After their 15-year hiatus, they came back this year with... some sort of pleasant vengeance, and I really enjoyed it. That was the opening cut to that record. Then along comes Mary by The Association. My fascination with 60s pop will never end. Orpheus Samba by Charlie Byrd live in New Orleans sometime in the 70s. Good stuff. And Trump's Pilot by Tim Heidecker, one of my favorite comedians and also an acerbic critic of world events. Tell it like it is. Should have done it. You and I by Jacob Collier, sad, beautiful, textured harmonies, wonderful. And then, like I said, Christmas in Harlem. I wish everybody a happy holidays. We're going to say goodnight. This is it for us this year. And I don't have much more to say. We're going to send this in on automation, and wish you guys good evening.